Unit 28. Oo. Food. Uh. Put. Task 1. Distinguish between oo and uh. 1-1. Listen.
Fool. Full. Pool. Pull. Luke. Look. Boot. Foot. Food. Good. Tool. Wool.
1-2. Listen to these words. Write the words you hear. 1.
Full.
2.
Pull.
3.
Look.
4.
Fool.
5.
Pull.
6.
Luke.
1-3. Listen to these quotations. Which sound is in the words underlined on page 106? Oo or uh?
A good book is the precious lifeblood of a master spirit.
No sun, no moon, no morn, no noon, November.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
I could not love thee, dear, so much, loved I not honour more.
Beauty is truth, truth beauty.
I like work. I can sit and look at it for hours.
I was a stranger and you took me in.
Unit 28, Task 2. Say, ooh. 2-1-A. Listen to these places.
A supermarket. A shoe shop. A school. A chemist's. A cafe. A newsagent's. A tool shop.
2-1-B. Listen to these sentences.
Use a ruler.
I'd like some boots for the winter and some shoes for school.
Have you got any beauty tooth toothpaste?
Could I have some fruit juice?
A newspaper and some chewing gum, please.
Excuse me, where are the fruit and vegetables?
2-1-C. Match each of the sentences in 2-1-B with one of the places in 2-1-A. For example,
use a ruler comes from a school.
Unit 28, Task 3. Say, uh. 3-A. Listen to these conversations in a library. Notice how the librarian's voice rises. She repeats the customer's inquiry while she thinks what to say.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a book about woodwork.
A book about woodwork? What about Woodwork for Beginners by Peter Bull? It's full of good ideas.
Thank you. I'll look at it.
Can I help you?
I hope so. I'm looking for a book about knitting.
A book about knitting? Here's a very good book called Good Looking Woolens by Michael Foot. You could look at that.
Yes, that looks good.
Unit 28, Task 4. Say ooh and uh. 4-1. Listen to these phrases.
A foolish book. A rude cook. Blue wool. Good food. A wooden spoon. A full pool.
4-2-A. Listen to this extract from a radio programme.
In the food programme studio today, we have two cooks, Julian Wolfe and Susan Fuller. They are going to choose Christmas presents for a new cook. Julian Wolfe, your kitchen is full of useful tools. If you could choose just two things for a new cook, what would you choose?
I choose a fruit juice maker. You just put the fruit in and it produces fruit juice. It's super. And secondly, I choose a really good butcher's knife. Every cook could do with a good knife.
I choose a good cookery book full of beautiful pictures. He could look at the book and it would give him good ideas. And secondly, I'd choose a computer.
4.2b. Listen to the next part of the conversation. Notice the interviewer's rising intonation on the question.
I'd choose a computer.
A computer?
Yes, it would be useful to keep a record of recipes and menus.
4.3. Look at the recipe on page 108. Arrange the instructions in the correct order. Say the complete recipe. Then you can listen to check.
Julian Wolfe's Winter Soup. You can make this soup with any root vegetables, potatoes, carrots, parsnips. Cut the roots into small cubes. Put them in a pan full of water. Cook them until they are soft. When it's cool, put the soup through a sieve.